Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. The servant told Rebekah's family, Abraham had said, "If they will not give her to you, then you will be released from my oath." There was that escape clause. What if they won't let her go? What if she doesn't want to come? And Abraham had told him, "If that is the case, then you are in the clear." How did the family respond when the servant told him? They said, "We cannot interfere. This is obviously something that comes from the Lord. We cannot express an opinion. It does not matter what we think." This is one of those tantalizing details that is left out of the Bible. Remember where Abraham came from. He came from Ur of the Chaldees. He came, as we know, from toward the end of Joshua, from a family that worshipped idols. His father and previous generations, they were idolaters. Here, Rebekah's father and brother are responding to the servant as if they know and at least respect Yahweh, the true God. How did they hear about him? The Bible does not tell us. It would be interesting to know more about this family that also has come out of a strongly idolatrous culture. Yet how do they respond? This thing comes from Yahweh. This comes from the Lord. We don't have a say if it comes from him. They had heard enough and knew about this God to be convinced they really had no say in the matter. And perhaps they did not want to refuse anyway. God had decided, they acknowledged as the servant did, that God had decided this, that God was the one orchestrating all of it, and that he had already decided the outcome. It is like they're not even going to bother ask Rebekah what she thinks. Laban said, "Here is Rebekah, take her and go. If she is the girl, just take her and go." It didn't seem to matter to Laban what Rebekah thought. Perhaps she had already expressed her willingness. She might have said something, at least in her mother's presence, to indicate that. Once again, we see what kind of character the servant had. The family answered in a positive way, and when Abraham's servant heard their words, he worshipped. Once again, he sees that God is bringing about what he trusted God to do, and he immediately responds in worship, falling down on the ground, bowing himself to the earth, and giving God the credit. The servant does not care who is watching. He does not care who is listening. He is going to give the praise to God. It is a theme that runs throughout the story, his worship of Yahweh. He did refer to Yahweh as his master's God, but not to indicate that he was trying to ride on Abraham's coattails. As easily as this servant responded with worship, it had to be a regular habit for him. The God he worships is also the God his master worships. He was not ashamed for everyone to see it. They responded favorably, and he showed his generosity and Abraham's generosity. He made sure to tend to that detail before he stopped to eat. He knew God was working it all out, yet he did not slack off his duty. And when God is directing, there should be no hindrance to our generosity. Abraham and the servant here are conduits or funnels, funneling and directing a share of God's blessing to another part of the family. The servant began there with his explanation. He said, "I am Abraham's servant. The Lord has blessed my master greatly." God has blessed my master, and we are sharing some of that blessing with you. Abraham and the servant were merely the instruments to share God's blessing with another part of their family. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.